when I first played it, I heard Yanny, and then, like, at the microphone closer, I heard Laurel, and that was probably it, and I was like, oh, well.
There it is.
Stream song. Because I feel like that's what hooks a lot of people, is that they only hear the one thing, and then they're like, fuck, how do people hear the other one?
Right.
Then once you hear, like, once I heard Laurel, I listened to it again, that was all I heard. Well, and so I imagine, like, that would be, like, annoying.
Yeah.
I know memes. Have you guys seen the one with the butterfly? Where it's coming down to the anime guy, and he's saying, is this a thing? That's great. That one never gets old. Although, actually...
I have seen forums that I really enjoy.
To my phone.
Is this where we spring it on people, that this podcast, it's been a long wind-up into being meme critiques? And...
Welcome back to another episode of Why Did We Watch This? I am your host for this week, Lee Delahanty.
I'm not, and I'm Brendan Drischler.
I am, and I'm Chris Ravel.
What? You're the host, too! What happened?
Now, dog.
I'm not the host, but I am. But I am Lee Delahanty. That's a
contemporary joke I just made.
Yeah.
That's on the internet.
I was just thinking about... I can't believe... Like, I don't know why I forgot that Gus Van Sant directed that movie.
Yeah!
I was just looking up Gus Van Sant movies online. I was like, oh, what else has he done? And I was like, oh, right. He did do Finding Forrester, didn't he?
It seems like an odd choice for him, right?
I mean, every now and then he does, like, a very sort of conventional movie, but it was still... Like, I saw that movie in theaters.
Yeah.
It wasn't very good.
And then he goes and makes Elephant instead.
Yeah.
Classic high school sub-teacher movie.
Yep. It really is.
Just like Michelle Pfeiffer in Dangerous Minds, wear a leather jacket and sit in that chair backwards.
What?
It's another teacher movie. Go ahead.
Moving on.
All right. No, I think Lee meant it's a movie that a substitute teacher would show to a class.
Oh, a movie about a substitute teacher.
I was going to say, like, Remember the Titans, or whatever it is that your school was showing.
I'm the American president.
All right, guys, let's crack down. Listen up. So this week,
you know what it is? Remember how we found out Annette Bening was going to be in Captain Marvel?
Yes.
And you said just talking about, like, you've got bigger problems than losing me, Captain Marvel. You just lost my vote.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like it should be like, you've got bigger problems than losing half the universe, Thanos. You've just lost Captain Marvel.
Did you interrupt the continuation of this intro so that you could make a random joke?
Yep, because I was thinking about the American president.
I often do. I appreciate the joke.
Thank you.
Well, okay.
Are we doing the American president next?
No.
Oh.
Why? There's nothing to fix.
I would actually say that movie is pretty perfect.
The American president may or may not come up in today's topic. So
it will.
I think so.
I know it will. Yeah, continue.
This week we do not have a full episode for you. In 2 weeks, we will be doing the movie Cellular from 2004, starring Kim Basinger, Chris Evans, Jason Statham, and Bill H. Macy.
Mm-hmm. Bill H. Macy.
As I like to call him.
Bill H. Macy.
For this drink, we're going to be having a drink we like to call a gin razor.
Yes, be sure to spell razor the way the phone is spelled, R-A-Z-R.
Tell us all about that drink.
It's going to have gin, ginger ale, lime juice, simple syrup, and some mint garnish.
That sounds really delicious.
Mint garnish?
Yep.
Little mittens.
Little mitten garnish.
Yes, a mitten garnish. It's going to be adorable.
But this week, instead of our regular scheduled movie episodes, we'll be doing another mini topic. And I think what we settled on, sort of in a little bit of a rush, is talking about... ritual, like movie watching rituals.
Yeah.
So,
like sacrificing someone when you're watching Temple of Doom.
Yeah, like
ripping out the heart from Balaram.
Doing like elaborate, setting up like elaborate serial killers situations when you watch Seven.
That's right.
Like,
exactly.
Luring someone in for weeks.
Sacrificing small animals for a greater power from your witch god when you're watching The Craft.
Yep. Stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So go.
Yep.
So I guess what we're talking about here are like movies you watch, even as mundane as like every Christmas I like to watch.
Yep.
Christmas movies.
Yep.
What movies do you watch? Do you have a time you watch them?
Mm-hmm.
Any other rituals or occasions that you like to watch movies? So most likely there's a movies that you've seen countless times.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't have a structure for this.
Loosey-goosey.
Let's start with Christmas, because we all have things we do at Christmas.
Yeah. Right. I mean, you know me, right? I keep lists on my phone.
Yeah, I think you have a hefty amount. I think you're the number one...
Yeah, you are, I think.
...bullet person that...
Yeah, it's a long list. I don't want to sit here and, like, read it all.
But you have, like, I don't know, do you talk about, like, how many lists do you have, and do you, like, do you follow an order?
Uh-huh, no.
And, like, I guess, like, do you actually feel the need to complete the list every year?
I would like to, is what I would say. I would very much like to.
So if it's not a particular order, is it more like the list functions as, like, a pool of, like, I feel like watching a movie, it'll be from this.
It helps me remember what movies I own.
Yeah, so for any listener that doesn't know, Brendan has an absurd number of movies.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, I also have, like, some of these are, like, DVDs that I had burned back in the day, so mm-hmm. they're in, like, a binder in the study, mm-hmm. so I don't see them all that often, and so sometimes it's just nice to know, like, oh, right, like, this is a Christmas movie I own that I yeah. can be watching right now.
See, I bet I could nearly match you in hours, but I'm not into physical media.
Right.
I have hard drives.
I was going to say, I have a little bit of both. I'm much more on Lee's side, though, of having digital copies.
Yeah.
Although, I had actually a question for you.
Answer.
Has this fraction of movies that you've had to buy just for doing this podcast, and even when we were doing bad movies before this, mm-hmm. has that, like, taken over a little more space in the collection?
There are times when I regret having bought a movie that we watched because, like, I wanted us to watch Brothers Grimm in HD, so I bought the Blu-ray and was like, well, it's a Terry Gilliam movie. I'll like this and watch it again. Mm. No, I won't.
Do you have it in you to throw away a movie you bought?
No, I wouldn't. I mean, I would sell it. Like, yeah. But the problem is also, it's like, that movie is like $5 at Best Buy. So even if I sell it, it's like, I will get $8.
Also, like, what sad person is going to be trawling eBay for, like, I need that copy of Brothers Grimm, man?
The problem is, like, I have to wait until I have, like, 20 movies I want to sell and take them all someplace and just get, like, a lump sum at Newbury Comics or whatever. Because, mm-hmm. like you said, no one wants to buy a copy of Brothers
Grimm. I didn't even think about selling things I'm getting rid of. I'm just like, how can I responsibly...
How can you dump them as soon as possible?
Yeah, like, can I just give it to, like, is there... Because Best Buy doesn't take it, actually, for recycling, but I have no attachment to... No, I don't imagine anyone wants my Xbox 360 games. Fucking no one plays Xbox 360. Anyway,
ooh, that makes me angry.
Put the chainsaw down.
Saying such horrible things about the Xbox 360.
Put the chainsaw down, Brendan.
Settle that. Diffuse.
Yep. Whew. All right. I'm sorry. I lost my temper.
I guess I've talked through a few of the movies and, like, how long you've been doing this, and, like, just your process every year.
I mean, just so, like I said, I have a list. The list is in alphabetical order just because it's the easiest way to keep track of things. And it's anything that takes place at Christmas in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, it includes a lot of, like, loosely defined
things. So then just, like, does Die Hard make the list?
No! Die Hard never makes the fucking list. You and Die Hard, Chris.
It takes place during Christmas.
I also hate Die Hard.
No, but it fits your rubric. It takes place during Christmas.
No, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang does.
Yeah, I hate people think because that's
I remember. Do you know what I remember?
I enjoy Die Hard a lot.
I know you did because we did a Christmas mini episode.
Yeah,
I don't remember the context of it at all. But we were talking about Christmas movies, and you were like, "What about Die Hard?"
Love that movie.
And me and I were both like, "No."
I feel like we came up with Christmas Bang Bang being a great Christmas movie.
It is,
but like. And other people have, like, The Longest Goodnight and Die Hard, and I'm like, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
If you're talking about movies that take place
Longest
around Christmas but aren't, like, fuck Die Hard. I don't give a shit about Die Hard.
I mean, I think that with Die Hard...
I'm not saying you have
to. No, you
I
are.
Love
Chris,
Die Hard.
Chris.
Stop insisting.
Stop it. Down.
Your value.
Put down the chainsaw and sit down.
Never!
I think, honestly, like, for me, just the blowback from people being like, well, Die Hard's a Christmas movie.
Right.
Yeah, it's annoying. It's too tongue-in-cheek. And
yeah, I know. It's like, I get it. You think this is adorable because Die Hard takes place in Christmas. And you know what? That's fine. If you want to watch Die Hard at Christmas, I don't care.
This is not directed at you.
Sit down and listen.
I was about to say, I concede the point. I think a lot of people push it too hard as if they're being kind of, like, contrarian or kind of,
it's
like, precious
like,
in that
it's
way.
Like, ooh,
yeah.
Like, isn't it funny how out of the box I am with my Christmas
This is the kind of person that had a dead journal instead of a live journal.
Yes, exactly.
And, like, Dead
I forgot about Dead Journal.
Die Hard's a good movie. Like, I have nothing against the movie Die Hard. It's just that when people are like, ooh, but it's a Christmas movie, right? Wink, wink. We have to watch it every year at Christmas. Wink, wink, wink. It's just like, I get it. Fucking sit down.
It does feel like a detail you'd see on a sitcom that is trying too hard to be, like, current.
I just see on Facebook, like, some people I went to high school with every Christmas being, like, my favorite Christmas movie. Can you guess what it is? No, it's not Elf. No, it's not A Christmas Story. Can you guess? It's Die Hard.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
And so, like, there is a lot of, you know, like, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, I mean, a lot of Iron Man 3, Shane Black Loves Christmas, Gremlins,
yeah.
You know, just, like, incidental things
Holy
that
shit,
happen to
I
take place at Christmas
Iron
time.
Man 3
yeah.
took place
It has, like,
Christmas.
The classics, and it has, like,
yeah, you know,
just good Christmas movies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's
Some
it's
half ones.
A whole bunch of crap, yeah, and a bunch of garbage, too.
Do you ever watch, wait, is, do you do the... The crappy Nutcracker as part of the ritual, or is that just, like, whenever the mood strikes you?
Good question.
Yeah, no, that's on my I mean, it's on my list as, like, a movie that I own. This is not, like,
I was gonna say, that's a mood that strikes you?
Yeah, no, it does. It really does strike me.
It's hilarious. I'm never gonna not laugh at Nathan Lane going,
yeah.
I think we're being photoed.
Or what if, I mean, I'll never not laugh at John Turturro in an insane wig with humongous teeth.
Yeah, turning into, like, a CGI rat. Yeah. It's a horrible movie, and it's so long, but it's, like, it's pretty entertaining
yeah,
to
me. Yeah, I mean, get some mulled wine in you, and you'll be
exactly.
surprised at what sticks.
Or, I liked the first time around we did that with, like, the peppermint hot chocolate with booze. That was,
yeah.
That was yummy.
Yeah, yeah.
Too chocolatey.
We'll figure it out next time.
Oh,
whenever we, when we hit December this year, I
too
think
sweet for moi.
We're going to have,
some
cocoa-y coffee Christmas beverages for this December, I think.
Mm.
We've already figured it out.
Yum, yum.
I join you for some of these movies.
Yeah.
And I try to be there for the ones I care about, if I can. But I think, yeah, for me, I think a lot of it is the camaraderie and the, like,
mm-hmm.
Christmas is also, like, it's winter, it's a time of friendship and joy and
that's
harmony
right.
and peace.
Season of lights.
Well, that's sort of, like, what I think draws us all a little bit to toys as well, because I feel like it gives a very kind of secular meaning that everyone can get on board with with Christmas.
And then Seal shows up.
Yep.
And then it's all over.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like doing that. I mean, I the same for, like, I mean, you do this for, like, Halloween notably and a lot of other holidays, but, like, I'm always down for movies, even ones I'm not particularly into watching again, which we discussed, I'm not really into watching a lot of movies again,
mm-hmm.
But I'm into, like, hanging out with my friends.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's a fun thing to do with your friends.
I think it's a very easy way to get yourself into a certain spirit. Like,
yeah.
Especially, like,
that's a good point.
Like, lately where it's, like, you know, it's not snowing in December, it's going to be, like, 70 degrees in December, and it's just, like,
yeah.
I want to feel Christmassy right now, despite the fact that it is not at all Christmassy outside.
Yeah.
Well, you want to feel transported.
Right.
And you
so
want to,
it's such a quick, like, smack to your face way to do that.
We should get, like, a screen or something that, like, project snow onto the window.
That would be fun. Let's do that.
Or, like, lights.
Been like, I feel like it's winter today.
But yeah, I think that's a lot of the big part of this. But I know that you do this for, like, the notable ones that I know are, like, Halloween. There's, like,
right.
the month of October is spooky movie time.
Yep,
of course.
It's Christmas movie time. And then the 4th of July, there's, like, a cycle.
Right. I have some Thanksgiving. So, I mean, because... Halloween,
you Thanksgiving ones?
Right, yeah.
That must
Halloween
be a short list.
It is. Halloween and Christmas are, like, the easy ones, right? Because there's a shit ton of horror movies. There's a shit ton of Christmas movies you can be watching. That's easy. So I don't have to go through each of those, like, title by title.
Yeah.
The other two lists, so then Thanksgiving, I've got Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, Home for the Holidays, Miracle on 34th Street, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles,
nice.
And You've Got Mail.
Because...
Again, You've Got Mail very tangentially, but it has,
it's
like, that Thanksgiving
fall.
Scene. Yeah, it is very fall.
You know what else is sort of Thanksgiving-y? In, I guess, sort of an oblique way, but have you ever seen For Your Consideration?
Once.
It is about the making of a Thanksgiving movie.
But isn't it about Purim, and then it becomes Thanksgiving?
Yes.
I don't remember enjoying that.
It's just okay. I really like Catherine O'Hara, though.
Yeah,
that's usually why I watch that.
Her.
Is that Christopher Guest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like Christopher Guest.
Well, see,
it was his non-mockumentary
right,
movie,
but it
though.
Was a mockumentary, because it's like, it was never not a mockumentary, you know? Like, it didn't have people, like, doing talking head shots.
Right.
Yeah.
But, like, it was so clearly still a mockumentary, because it was just, you know, footage of people, like, making a movie. Like, had you not included a handful of shots of just people sort of, like, by themselves in their cars with, like, camera shots outside the cars that you could not get otherwise in a mockumentary format, like, it would be a mockumentary.
Right.
Mm.
And it was also just not that good.
Yeah.
Yeah. 4th of July, well, some patriotic films.
Right, some patriotic garbage.
Independence Day,
stuff.
Right?
Right, no, it is. So
that's in the
I've
mix.
Got Air Force One, The American Presidents.
Yep.
There we go. Independence Day, Jaws, The Music Man.
I mean, a lot of these are fucking great movies,
no,
by the way.
Listen, I know Air Force One is sort of like, at that point, it was just sort of like the same movie that Harrison Ford was making over and over and over. Like, give me back my family. But in this case, it was get off my plane. But I really enjoy that movie a lot.
I mean, I'm just thinking of, like, The Music Man. Yeah. I will have, like, that actually, like, I think 4th of July is probably the most, and Christmas, I guess,
mm-hmm.
are the ones where, like, those aren't, like, I'm doing this because to hang out with friends, I am, but, like, I want to see Music Man every year.
And I think it's a good excuse.
Every year.
Yeah.
It's a good fucking movie.
And The Warriors, Yankee Doodle Dandy, and Zodiac. Because Zodiac opens on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of those are pretty bouncy and fun, and then you get to Zodiac, and it's
well, I just like having an excuse to watch Zodiac every year.
It's a great movie.
But yeah, no, like Lee said, it's nice to have an excuse to watch The Music Man. I like The Music Man a lot, and it's I feel so like good. With, you know, I could watch it anytime, I know, but when I have this date in my head that I'm going to be seeing it, it kind of makes it a little more special, I think.
Yeah. Those are also good movies to just, like, herald summer, a lot of them.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. There's a lot of, like, summery, because, I mean, like, Air Force One and Jaws, which are, like, big action-y, blockbustery type movies, so it's like, a good summer movie in general.
Yeah. I used to watch Jaws at, like, almost every sleepover when I was little. It was either that or, kind of blanking on the goddamn title. The Mel Brooks version of Frankenstein.
Oh.
Young Frankenstein?
Yes, thank you.
His serious adaptation.
Wow. I don't know why I had such an intense brain fog in that moment.
But The Bride, starring Sting?
What the fuck is that?
It's a real movie. It's a real Frankenstein movie.
The Bride, starring Sting.
Starring Sting.
Is it worth checking out, or?
I couldn't tell you. I bought it in a Walmart bargain bin and got rid of it before I watched it. I can't imagine it's worth watching.
Just imagine you like going to Walmart buying it and immediately dropping it in the trash.
Fuck you, Sting.
Yeah, just kidding, Sting.
Somewhere in the world, Sting's heart grows a little cold.
No, I think it sat in like my DVD drawer for like when I was in like high school at the time.
And then you picked it up later and like, why the fuck do I still have this?
Going off to college or something, I was like reevaluating my possessions and like, did not make the cut.
Fairly.
Because I'll never see this movie. I do that a lot. I do that with video games. I bought Shadow of the Colossus and Ico HD for PS3, and my PS3 broke before I could ever play it. I'll never play it. Goodbye. I guess, like, tangentially related to this, not quite, but, like, I kind of want to talk about it because we've talked about it a little bit in the past, is I want to know what everyone's go-to, like, what movies did you watch in school when you
oh, my
what
goodness.
Came up?
This was a little talk we had earlier.
Yeah, and I want to know the fullest. So, in history, it wasn't so much, like, a substitute teacher thing, but I think when our U.S. history teacher didn't know what to do for the day, we just watched Roots. We just go through Roots.
Wow.
And we watched a lot of Roots.
I'm pretty
That's
sure
actually
I saw
not
Roots in high school.
A terrible idea for history.
No, I mean, like, a lot of these are fine choices.
Right.
Like, I remember, like,
well,
I'm sure we watched,
be, like, innocuous.
Right, yeah, yeah. Like, the Gettysburg. Do you remember, like, that 3-hour Ted
yes.
Gettysburg
yeah.
movie?
I do.
Oh, did you ever do the documentary that was Through the Decades of History? Because there's an what? Onion. You remember that?
Mm.
Wait, we used to joke about this in college.
Hmm.
We had a joke, because they go through all the decades. It was, like, the 10s, the 20s, the 30s. And it was the 20s, because that was the era of, like, prosperity a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And the famous quote was, like, this woman talking about, like, my husband used to go to work every day, and they give him a free lunch. And it'd always be, like, a smoked herring, something else. And then she would go, and an onion. And just, like, an onion. Like, just a fucking onion?
Just a raw onion.
Just eat it?
Just like in holes.
But she says it like it's some sort of, like, amazing deal her husband got at,
like,
lunch.
Just, like, eating it like an apple at the lunch table?
Yeah, I'm going to find
like
that.
Holes.
I'm going to find it, and it's going to bring them
money. I don't remember that at all.
I mean, either that or someone else that I did really think it was you. That we discovered in college. We've both seen it.
I don't know. If I saw the clip, maybe I'd remember it.
Yeah.
But that's not ringing any bells right now.
That's also how I watched 1776 the first time as well.
Yeah, see, we never did that in high school.
I didn't do that either.
But yeah, I mean, Remember the Titans, I think, is universally shown.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, we can all touch down on that
right,
one.
Because it's like, it's set in a high school. It's got sports for all the idiots out there.
It's
like a nice story about tolerance.
There's a
well, it's
yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay,
but not really.
Not really.
Yeah.
Doesn't he just sort of say he's like bi
But he's not even, like, he's straight in real life. It was such a weird thing to do in the movie.
It felt like there was another line, but it got cut or something.
So that's like...
Well, no, he does say at one point he's attracted to one of the males, but then he sort of, like, punts when they ask him, like, so are you? And he's like, ugh.
No, he kisses him or something.
Does he?
But it's like a weird, like, it's just a weird, I don't know. I have not seen that movie in a very long time.
I just remember feeling like they, like, stuck their pinky into that plot and then just snatched it right out. Just like that,
again, he's not gay in real life.
Just like that kid from Heroes. Almost gay, but they just put the kibosh on that right quick.
But yeah, I mean, it was an easy thing to do.
Rudy, did you ever watch Rudy?
Yes.
No, I never had Rudy.
Rudy was on rotation. Remember the Titans was on rotation. And then, I know I said this earlier, but it's still true. We watched The American President a lot in middle school and high school.
I don't think we ever watched it in class, actually. No, maybe we did once. But I think I've told you guys this before. My U.S. history teacher was this sort of typical Boston accent-y Massachusetts woman.
Mm-hmm.
And her son also went to the school, which is hilarious, because I'd be walking her into class and be like, "Ma, I need lunch money." And she just gave it to me. It was super embarrassing, but hilarious for all of us. But she constantly went on about how attractive Michael Douglas was in that movie.
I've mentioned this before.
She couldn't not also add, like, such an attractive man. My favorite thing.
There was, I remember in middle school, there was, I think it was called, like, Gods and Monsters or something like that, but it was like a...
Monsters? Well,
I was going to say, there is a movie called Gods and Monsters, but I'm not sure if it's the one you're thinking of.
It was an, oh god, the title is going to escape me.
Was it very gay?
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Okay, then it's not Gods and Monsters.
Whoops.
You guys watched...
No, but it was like a Civil War thing, and,
Oh, it's Gods and Generals.
Gods and Generals, yeah. Thank you.
I'd rather watch Monsters.
And I just remember, we kind of had an elderly English teacher. I don't know why it was being shown in English. I don't even think we read the text it was based on. But I think they played that out towards the end of the year. And she was so attracted to Matthew Broderick. And and it was so weird for, like, the weirdest reasons, because she would keep mentioning, like, "I just love hearing him talk." I was like, his voice is what does it for you?
I just imagine this, like, 80-year-old teacher, like, sitting in a chair watching this. Every time he's talked, she's just like,
"Ugh." Did you guys do Last of the Mohicans? Because we did.
No.
I feel like...
Even though it gets pretty steamy.
It does. Well, I feel like we watched that really crappy adaptation of The Scarlet Letter, the one with,
Demi Moore, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's like, terrible.
Yeah, it has, like, not a whole lot to do with the book, right?
No,
like,
not really.
Or not a lot to do, but it's, like, it's a really, like, it's a very liberal adaptation of the book.
Well, they put a lot more sex into it.
Right, and I think they changed the ending, if I remember. It's been so long.
They changed the ending, and then they also put in this protracted romance she's having with a Native American.
Yeah.
And I think they also kind of play weird with some of the other racial stuff in there, too.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure we watched it, because I remember thinking, like, why are we really watching this? Like, do we all just, like, look, if you don't want to be here, teacher, like, I don't either, you know? We could all just call it a day.
I think I mentioned this when we did the episode on this movie, but the first time I ever saw Bram Stoker's Dracula was during newspaper class, because the teacher was like, if you don't tell anyone, I won't. And so he put it on over the course of, like, I think 3 days, while we would just be working, and he would just been like, so you saw some boobs, it's not that big of a deal. He was
see a lot of boobs in the newspaper business.
He was nice, but he was kind of self-consciously like, I'm the cool teacher.
Yeah. Oh, man. No, I mean, I remember feeling a little bit weird about Last of the Mohicans, because, like,
it gets sexy, for sure.
I remember it terribly well, to be honest.
There's, like, a scene where, because, like, Daniel Day-Lewis takes a little fucking, I don't know, whoever she is, into, like, a side room somewhere, and they start, like, macking out pretty hardcore, and clothes come off, and I was like, okay.
I mean, that's also, I feel like, did you often in English or reading courses watch the adaptation of the book you had read, like,
as just a... Sometimes it'd be like, yeah, as a treat, you get to watch, like... I'm trying to think of, like, specific examples.
I mean, I know we watched the 70s Great Gatsby, and I remember watching and thinking, like, this is fucking worse than
the
book.
My God. Wait, there was a famous bit from that that I always found hilarious, where, like...
I don't know if I'll remember.
I don't
Sam Waterston gets in the elevator, and, like, he's, like, the first time... It's like he's at the party, because he, like, wasn't invited, but he snuck in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that point where Gatsby invites him up unexpectedly, like he caught... Nick sneaking to the party.
Mm-hmm.
So he's in the elevator and he doesn't know what to do, but there's like him and like a elevator guy, and there's like this long awkward silence, and he just goes like, "So, yeah," and that's it. And it was just the weirdest shot. It was the only bit of joy I got out of the movie. It was this weird awkward shot of Nick in the back of an elevator with this stoic elevator man.
I don't think I ever saw that adaptation. Not entirely. I think I've seen bits and pieces.
Great job with the shirt scene too.
I mean, the shirt scene's so absurd, where she's like crying and he's just
shirts.
That's the only scene I really remember from the Baz Luhrmann version too. It's just like the shirt scene.
Actually, there's a place in my heart for the Baz Luhrmann version.
I mean, the fact that Tobey Maguire is like fucking 40 years old playing Nick, it's like, no, you're not.
And when there's moments of the movie where I was like, I get that you're Baz Luhrmann, so you won't have to go to 11 at all times, but I was like, this is a story that's already at 11. You could have toned bits and pieces of it down, but I thought for the most part it was pretty decent.
Now you replace the eyes of Dr. T.J. Eckelberg with a Coca-Cola billboard. That was weird.
But yeah, there's that. I'm trying to think what else I had to watch. I do remember a huge overdose. Remember the time was it, to the point that I just got filled with rage at the thought of it. And there was that.
But like, actually, there's a part of me that wants to see it again, just to see like how much I remember of this movie.
I don't think I could ever do it.
It's not. Yeah, it's just sort of a meh movie.
There was that point where I was at the nerd.
Who plays the
camp.
Other coach? Is it Bill Paxton?
I think so.
Okay.
Anyway. I barely know who Bill Paxton is. I know that he died.
Yes, he did.
I know that he was a good actor, but I couldn't put a face to that.
Bill Pullman is still alive.
Yes.
That's the one you're talking
I was actually just doing that math in my head. I'm like, it's Paxton or Pullman.
That's your follow your psychic. But yeah, I remember being at Nerd Summer Camp and it was really hot outside, and then they let us all into the auditorium and I was like, yay! And they were like, to watch Remember the Titans! And I was like, let me out! I don't want to be here. I would add Last of the Mohicans to the 4th of July list if I was doing it, I think. I forget about that movie.
I suppose.
It's been so long.
I like it a lot.
I don't remember it very well.
I really... Mostly because Daniel Day-Lewis is really hot.
My aunt had a
huge
thing
for him. Yeah, there was like a period where he was very, very attractive.
Yeah, he really rocks the like, because he's like what? Sort of like French raised by Native Americans look?
I think. I don't remember his shtick exactly.
They don't try to like brown face him. I remember that.
Yeah, no, I suppose we must be grateful for small favors.
He's not like a Native American character. He's like, he's specifically like a French trader's son or something. And he was raised by them.
Oh, I thought he was like half.
He might be
Native
half
American.
But he's not, at least he's not full. They don't try to claim that he's like...
they Johnny Depp it.
Yeah. Right.
And I think he's like a little tan. There's no like obvious prosthetics or makeup involved. He just has black hair and has like a swarthy face.
Yeah, sure.
A swarthy look. Which does him like a whole lot of favors. we always used to joke about the beginning of that movie, me and Meg, actually.
That's where he's, like, running through the woods,
but
right?
Yeah, but like, they have a really good score, by the way. It's, like, this cool, like, folk stringy stuff. Was, like, the theme that would play in the beginning.
Yeah.
And he's running through the woods, and it was, like, our writing teacher showed us that as an example of in media res, because it starts kind of, like, in the middle of a hunt. And whenever we would joke about starting a story, we're just like, you run through the forest. And there's songs playing. Like, that's always how we envision it. Like,
what a weird choice to show in medias res.
I mean, it doesn't make sense. It's like an exciting opening shot as opposed to opening on some guy, like, sitting in a chair.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm forever going to associate that with, like, starting in the middle of action. It's not exciting action. It's like them hunting a fucking rabbit or something.
Right. Or a deer.
Yeah, it's probably a deer. You'd set traps for rabbits. Don't bother to shoot them.
The one thing actually, movie-wise in high school, I remember watching a lot of movies in art class because it would be sort of like, once we know what we're doing, it's like, and now we just have like, it's like,
noise.
Now it's just like, you have to do this for the next week, so like, gotta give you something to watch. I remember watching Sleepy Hollow in art
really?
Class. Yeah, because there was something to, like...
Was it on theme in some kind of way?
It was. I know my teacher liked that movie, too. And I think he had one of the figures. Like, there were, like, these Todd McFarlane Sleepy Hollow figures.
Yeah.
And one was the crone, like, the dead woman that Ichabod talks to in the cave. And I remember, like, drawing that for something I had to do in art class, just, like, taking it from his desk and, like, plopping it in front of me and just, like, drawing it.
I never...
Did you get an A on that one?
I'm sure, or? I did.
I haven't had any art in
I did pretty good in art class.
I did okay in art class, but you saying that reminded me, that's how I first saw the movie Labyrinth, because it was the same deal. Our art teacher was like, we'll just put this on while you're doing work, and I had never seen the movie before, and that's a lot of bulge from David Bowie to see. But actually, I genuinely...
It's a mighty bulge.
I really do enjoy that movie, though. I think the puppets are really cool.
Yeah. That's right. I mean, that's a solid movie.
Yeah,
it is.
You guys have art in high school? That's my main takeaway.
You didn't have art class
in
high school?
We had art, but I was never allowed to take it.
I think I did it my last 2 years of high school, because my senior year, I was like, I have no, like, I have my 3 math credits, I have my 3 science credits, I'm taking a bunch of bullshit senior year, and I don't care.
I had to take, like, all the things every year, no matter what. I was pretty much forced to.
No.
Do you mean just, like, well, because I...
Not by the school, but my parents.
Right.
Like, you must take calculus.
No, they knew I was going to some sort of, like, arts-based college, so yeah. It's like, you know, like...
Fine,
so
whatever.
Do your theater class, do your art class.
I had barely any room for extracurriculars. We did have an art teacher in high school, but I never was involved. And I did have, like, private art lessons, like, after school for, like, much of my life.
I think I only took art once. But, like, it was just an elective, and, you know...
Yeah, I stuck with Mrs. White's lessons for several years. Yeah, I think it probably is, like, the sum of the high school movie cycle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess, like, there are certain movies as well that I kind of want to do, I don't want to do without a celebration or, like, a certain ritual, like, not like a date-based thing, but, like, when I watch this movie, I want to also do this.
Like what? Example, please.
I forget if we ever did this in real life, but I always talk about calling out of work and Ferris Bueller's Day Off. But I think, I don't know, I'm trying to think of other specific examples, but, like, I don't know. I guess I would never want to watch a horror movie when it's not nighttime.
That's fair.
Does it feel right? Or, like, right. Certain conditions have to be met.
Although I do know people that can't and have to watch them during the day or else they get too disturbed.
I mean, I'm fine until I try to sleep.
Yeah.
that's where it all falls apart.
Yeah, the Babadook scenario.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That movie really rocked us to our cores. I always think about how I'm going to watch so many horror movies in October and then I never watch as many as I'd like to.
I never do either. I mean...
Right.
I forget, I have a lot of things I want to do at Christmas. Like, I want to start getting my Christmas playlist going and, like, spend active time listening to Christmas music. And I feel like I never had the time to, like, watch the Christmas-related things or, like, listen to the music enough.
I feel you.
Like the Die Hard soundtrack.
Yeah, Michael Kamen's Die Hard score. This has been Looking to Score. Listen to Michael Kamen's score for Die Hard.
Put you in the Christmas spirit.
Yep.
Yeah. I think there are some movies that I just want to settle in with, like a drink or a meal or a certain food.
Yeah,
like,
that's
to
true.
To match the mood. It's where watching a movie isn't just like, I'm going to watch this movie to watch it. I'm going to make an experience for myself.
Right.
It's a multi-
I'm going to immerse myself in it.
Yeah. It involves multiple things.
Reminds me a little bit of when we had the Clue party and we watched Clue.
Yeah, that was fun.
In the throes.
Yeah, we had people over and we invited them all to like make a... Dress in a collar and like make a persona.
That was the first year I moved up here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
probably was
bonkers. And I loved that.
We gave everyone a murder weapon as like a gift.
Yeah.
It was there was a lot of planning involved with it, but it was a fun theme party.
It was great.
Yeah. I would do that. I would set up theme parties. I always talk about wanting to do the rock and roll apocalypse party with like Streets of Fire inspired stuff or the Warriors. Like
it would be a good doubleheader.
Yeah. And there'd be a lot of good...
I feel like they would work really well together.
I mean, I've heard of, you know, I'm sure, like, fucking... What's it in Texas? The movie theater?
Oh, yeah.
Alamo Draft House?
Yeah, thank you. I'm sure Alamo has done it before.
Yeah. And Battle of the Holy Musical would be a great song for us.
It absolutely would be.
Well, coming on tour soonish.
Yeah, I know. It's been hitting up. I have not heard any announcement about Boston. But,
no. Well, Boston's planned up for the next year up through...
Oh,
like,
is it really?
Yeah, next
It's not heard
summer.
Until 2019. But, so it might be the latter half of the tour.
It might be.
I tend to have, like, hangover movies I'll watch when I just
really,
want something.
The Hangover?
Like the
Hangover,
yeah.
Now, actually...
And then the Hangover Part 3, that awful Part 2.
Yeah, Part 2 is really where it went, took a hard left. No, it actually tends to be when I'll watch things like Clueless or Mean Girls. And that, like, there are movies that I do enjoy just, like, in general, but they're sort of nice to just sort of, like, tune out with. Like, they're comforting, they're unchallenging, they're fun. They're not taking much out from my brain when I'm like dead.
I guess the last thing I might want to cover is that I do like, I think I've talked about this before at some point. Maybe we talked about like viewing habits and like how do you watch things.
Mm-hmm.
About how a lot of times I'll just get in a mood of like revisiting stuff and I'll go on a frenzy of like within a certain TV show or genre. And I'll just pull up a bunch of... Usually this is where my hard drives come in handy, because I'll just want to be like, I want to watch this scene, and then I want to watch this scene of a certain theme or of a TV show. Like, sometimes I fast-track through shows I've watched, or I just pull up all the episodes, but I, like, skip mm-hmm. to, like, find certain things. I'm starting to wish that YouTube, when you favorite or add a video to a playlist, I have a lot of, like, private YouTube playlists for, like, things I keep,
mm-hmm.
and I wish that you could annotate them, because I want to add timestamps to, like... I saved this video for this moment because I don't remember. Like, so I have all these, like, for example, like, dumb things, like Yogscast
sure.
things that are, like, 15 minutes long. I saved it because I found one moment just so amazing and funny or something.
I think...
I just have often forget what it is, and I'll just get lost in trying to find... Sometimes I'll just, I'll plug in a hard drive that I haven't plugged in a while and just explore it and see what's on there. And that usually is, like... When I don't have much to do, and then I end up wasting 3-4 hours just, like, browsing and looking at old content.
Sure.
Sometimes I watch my music videos that I used to make. My, like, AMVs and shit. Mm-hmm. And then I did, like, I don't even know what you call when I did, like, house videos, but I used
to... I think you showed me one once upon a time.
Yeah.
World-weary sigh.
I did a...
The Lee of yours.
I completed one Doctor Who one. I had like 5 in progress, but I completed one Doctor Who one of season 1 of the new series. And I was pretty proud of it. Sometimes I'll go through and I'll be like, well, did I ever make anything good? No, but like, let's watch all of it. Like, look at how embarrassing it is.
Thinking actually, in retrospect, to go back to something we had already covered, I feel like when we did that Clue theme party, it's sort of what inadvertently led to this in a way, because like we had a drinking game for that. And then I remember we did Noises Off with the drinking
game.
Right. And then we were just sort of like, you know, like we don't need to do a drinking game. What if we just had like a drink for a movie?
Yeah.
And we just started watching shitty movies with drinks.
And then we would always put it up on Facebook with a, this was the movie and this was the drink.
Yeah.
Ha 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 ha.
Yeah.
And then you're like, but what if we took it even further?
Yeah. What if we forced people to listen to us talk about it?
A really good point. That was the genesis of this whole project.
In a weird way. It all molted from there.
I guess I'm totally blind on that, but yeah, like we did used to do like a lot of drinking games.
Yeah.
For movies.
Yeah.
Drinking games are fun, yeah.
I think they're like taxing.
Well, they are.
Not even constitutionalized, just like
You have to pay such close attention to everything happening.
I feel like you hit the middle of the movie and you're just...
Everyone stops.
It's free sipping. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I mean, you need like the right number of people. You need the right group of people. It's just like there's a lot of like things that have to fall into place before you really want to do something like that. So it's, you know, it's like it has its time and place like anything else, I think.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I've done one, but...
Yeah, I think it's been
a while.
Dog's age for me too, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought about that in so long. I forgot about how many drinking games we played.
Yeah.
What young fools we were.
Well, this has been a good discussion of occasions to watch movies.
Yep.
Be it a drinking game or a holiday or being trapped with a substitute teacher in a classroom.
Oh, yeah. I think that's about all I got on this topic. It's a short one, but I think that's absolutely fine.
I do, too.
I think tune in 2 weeks and we'll talk about a movie that two of us have never fucking seen.
Yep.
Wait, you both haven't?
No.
I'm not seeing it.
Don't you own it?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like
I don't think I do anymore.
Hey, remember The Bride, that movie she didn't watch in Bond?
Yeah, remember The Bride?
I thought we had watched it, but maybe I'm making that up because I feel like I've only seen it once and I feel like it was with you, but maybe I'm making this up.
If you did, it's possible that I paid almost no attention to it.
That's also possible.
Because I was like, I decided to like try to multitask and I just ended up single-tasking.
Well, I have the digital copy of it, but I'll just need to haul
it. I did buy it. It's one of those movies that I bought with like maybe like phone booth or something where I was like, this because it looked interesting to me.
Phone themed packaged movies.
I mean, they're the same screenwriter. It's like a companion.
At least
yeah, like one is like you have a film but you can't go anywhere, and the other is you have a film but you can go everywhere. I was reading on IMDb the trivia.
Oh man!
Right?
What a cycle.
I was reading the trivia on IMDb, and the screenwriter was saying like, I think he wrote Phone Booth first, and he was like, but what if I did one where you have a phone and you can go wherever you want to, and like that's the companion piece. And then it says something like his friends all told him he had just rewritten the same movie.
Yeah.
We should maybe think about doing that.
I thought that, but isn't film just like legit good?
I don't.
Well,
like
I think we really liked it.
I have to look and see,
but I'm pretty sure
received.
It still has like mixed. I think a lot of people commended the ability of the actor or the director to like do it.
Wasn't it
with,
Joel
like,
Schumacher?
One film location.
Was it?
I think it was Joel.
I mean, I remember it was mined for like good drama and stuff, but
yeah.
I just remember being kind of like eh about it.
I
remember
it.
Like I remember enjoying it. I could not tell you a whole lot about it.
Yeah. It's weird that he takes the one compelling aspect of Phone Booth and just like deletes it.
Yep.
It's like, what if we make this a movie? It'll turn out.
We'll take what's essentially a very elaborate bottle episode and
yeah.
we'll take it out of the bottle.
We'll take the construction.
Yeah, Joel Schumacher.
Wow.
It has a 71 on Rotten Tomatoes.
How does he still work?
I mean, because he makes profitable movies every now and then, you know? I mean, he's also like pretty old, so
yeah.
I don't know how much he still works, to be quite
he's
fair.
He's so untalented. Oh.
But yeah, we'll watch Cellular, and then we'll talk about it.
And we'll probably do it a little drunk.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sorry, I got nothing.
All right, facebook.com/whywatchpodcast. Give us a like on there, why not? Stitcher and Apple Podcasts, you can rate us there. You can download it from there through whatever your favorite podcast app is. You know what all the kids are listening to these days.
Y'all.
That's about it, pretty much.
All right, guys.
And 2 weeks, yeah.
Bye.
Bye.